Welcome to episode 1368 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. One of the most damaging misunderstandings of the fifth commandment is the equation of honor with blind obedience. People have used this commandment to justify remaining in abusive relationships, to excuse harmful behavior by parents, to silence legitimate boundaries, to demand adult children submit to controlling or manipulative authority. This is a profound distortion. Honor is not blind obedience, not passivity, not the requirement to accept abuse in the name of piety. We must be clear. The Bible teaches honor is a posture toward parents, not a command to obey them unconditionally or enable them to cause harm. Part of the confusion comes from failing to distinguish between different life stages. In childhood, obedience is appropriate. Children depend on parents for safety, provision, and formation. A child must obey their parents. This is both necessary and right. A child cannot decide for themselves whether to accept parental guidance. They are not yet equipped to judge. But in adulthood, the dynamic changes fundamentally. You are no longer dependent. You are no longer under parental authority in the same way. You have your own judgment, your own discernment, your own responsibility before God. The fifth commandment does not say, "Children, obey your parents." It says, "Honor your father and mother." It does not specify age or life stage. This command extends across the entire lifespan. But how honor is expressed changes. A child honors through obedience. An adult honors through respect, gratitude, appropriate care, and dignified engagement, even when disagreement or distance is necessary. The Apostle Paul makes this clear in Ephesians 6.
"Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise."
Paul explicitly distinguishes obedience, for children, from honor, the broader principle. He quotes the fifth commandment as something larger than childhood obedience. Honor extends beyond the years when obedience is the appropriate response. Here is a crucial insight. Biblical obedience itself has limits. Children are called to obey their parents in the Lord. This phrase is not incidental. It means children should obey their parents insofar as such obedience aligns with obedience to God. What if a parent commands a child to do something that violates God's character or God's law? What if a parent demands disobedience to God? The biblical answer is clear. When human authority conflicts with God's authority, God takes precedence. Consider Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They disobeyed the king's command to bow to an idol. They honored the authority structure enough to explain their refusal respectfully. But they disobeyed because obedience to God was paramount. Consider the Hebrew midwives who refused Pharaoh's command to kill Hebrew babies. They disobeyed an authority figure because God's command superseded human command. The principle is consistent. Obedience to parents and to all human authority is real but conditional. It is subordinate to obedience to God. Now, what about honor when parents have caused deep harm? When they have been abusive, neglectful, or manipulative? The biblical answer is not, pretend the harm did not happen, suppress your pain, submit to ongoing abuse in the name of honoring your parents. The biblical answer is far more nuanced and far more honest. Listen to how Scripture itself models this. In Proverbs, there is harsh wisdom about parents.
"A wise child brings joy to a parent, but a foolish child brings grief."
This works both ways. Parents can be foolish. Parents can bring grief. The Bible does not pretend otherwise. In fact, the Bible includes explicit commands about protecting oneself from harm. Proverbs repeatedly warns against associating with fools, with people of anger, with those who cause harm. Some of these may be parents.
"Leave the presence of a fool, for you do not know what he will say. Do not make friends with those given to anger, nor associate with the hot-tempered, or you may learn their ways and get yourself ensnared."
These warnings apply universally. They apply to parents too. Sometimes the wise and honoring thing to do is to distance yourself from a parent who is harmful. So what is honor if it is not blind obedience or enabling abuse? It is a posture, an internal orientation toward another person that refuses to reduce them to caricature or dismiss them entirely. Honor means, 1. Acknowledging their humanity. Your parents are real people, not monsters and not saviors. They are flawed. They made mistakes,
They also gave you life. You can acknowledge both realities simultaneously. 2. Recognizing their sacrifice. Even if they harmed you, they also likely sacrificed in some ways. You can be grateful for what they gave while holding them accountable for what they took. 3. Setting boundaries without contempt. You can say no. You can distance yourself. You can refuse to participate in harmful patterns. You can do all of this while treating them with dignity rather than disdain. 4. Refusing to weaponize wounds. You can acknowledge how they hurt you without spending your life trying to hurt them back. You can grieve what was lost without living in chronic resentment. 5. Speaking truth respectfully. If your parents need correction, if they are wrong about something, if they have hurt you or others, you can speak that truth. But you speak it with respect, not with contempt. You correct as an adult to an adult, not as a child trying to prove a parent wrong. Honor, not passivity, not denial, not enablement. It is a refusal to let pain calcify into contempt. Scripture models something else important: righteous disobedience. There are times when defying authority is the right thing to do. The prophets of Israel repeatedly confronted kings and authorities who were doing wrong. They did not accept the authority of those in power unconditionally. They spoke truth to power. Consider Nathan the prophet confronting King David about his sin with Bathsheba. Nathan does not bow and accept David's authority as absolute. The prophet speaks truth. He risks the king's anger. And David, to his credit, receives the correction. Consider Jeremiah, who repeatedly confronted the religious and political authorities of his day. He was imprisoned, mocked, but he refused to stay silent about injustice, even when those in authority demanded it. These are examples of righteous disobedience. They show that honoring authority and speaking truth to power are not mutually exclusive. Sometimes honoring your parents means loving them from a distance. It might mean refusing contact. You might need to protect yourself and family from their influence. This is not dishonor. This can be the most honorable thing you do. A parent who is actively abusive, who refuses to acknowledge harm, who demands you participate in ongoing dysfunction. Such a parent may need to be approached with distance and strong boundaries. You can do this while still treating them with dignity. You can refuse to engage while refusing to dehumanize them. Jesus himself models this. He loved his mother, but when she tried to interrupt his ministry, he gently redirected her. He honored the law of Moses, but he challenged the religious authorities who used the law to harm people. He did not accept every demand made of him simply because of who the demanders were. He loved without enabling, honored without compromising truth. For many people, honoring parents who have caused harm is a long journey. It may involve grieving what you did not receive, forgiving what was done to you, setting boundaries that protect you, recognizing your parents' own wounding and how that shaped their parenting, speaking necessary truth, finding gratitude for what they did give, even if incomplete, choosing dignified distance if that is what safety requires. This is not easy. It is not quick. But it is possible. And it honors both your parents and yourself. Honor is not weakness, not passivity, not the requirement to accept harm. True honor requires courage. It requires the ability to hold two truths simultaneously: gratitude and grief, respect and boundary, love and distance. True honor refuses both extremes: the pretense that parents are perfect and the contempt that treats them as disposable. True honor is a posture. It is an internal stance of refusing to reduce another person to a caricature. It is the decision not to let pain harden into disdain. It is the capacity to see your parents as real people. Flawed, yes, but formative. To receive what they gave. To grieve what they could not give. To honor them anyway. This is what the fifth commandment actually calls for. Not blind obedience. Not enabling abuse. But the mature, courageous honor that allows genuine flourishing. Father, help us acknowledge both what our parents gave and what they could not give. Help us honor them as imperfect people worthy of dignity, even when distance is necessary. And help us pass on to our children a vision of honor that is strong, truthful, and healing. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.